I'd listen to the radio, waiting for my favorite songs. When they played, I'd sing along. It made me smile. Those were such happy times, and not so long ago. How I wonder where they'd gone, but they're back again, just like a long lost friend. All the songs I love so well, every sha-la-la-la, every woe still shines. Every so fine. When they get to the part where he's breaking her heart, it can really make me cry, just like before. It's yesterday once more. Today seems rather sad. So much has changed. It was songs of love that I would sing to them, and I'd memorize each word. Those old melodies still sound so good to me.
Return with the story of Dick Clark's friendship with a major star and how business people almost destroy it when Rock, Roll, and Remember continues.
Laura and Tommy were lovers. He wanted to give her everything. Flowers, presents, and most of all, a wedding ring. He saw a sign for a stock car race, $1,000 prize it read. He couldn't get Laura on the phone, so to her mother, Tommy said, "Tell Laura I love." Racing ground. He was the youngest driver there. The crowd roared as they started the race. Round the track they drove at a deadly pace. No one knows what happened that day, how his car overturned in flames. But as they pulled him from the twisted wreck, with his dying breath, they heard him say, "Tell Laura I love her. Tell Laura I need her. Tell Laura not to cry. My love for her will never die." Now in the chapel, Laura prays for her Tommy who passed away. It was just for Laura he lived and died. Alone in the chapel, she can hear him cry,
this is Russ Holcomb. You know, for several months now, we've been telling you about the Broadway Power and Light Company Disco here in North Beach, San Francisco. The great music, the food, the giant 10-foot color TV screen and all. Well, we thought it would be kind of fun to bring our microphone to the people on a weekend and let them tell you what they think.
When I do come here, I enjoy myself.
The people that work here are very friendly. Just all right.
Four chicks.
Love it. I've been coming here for years. Yeah, I like the music and everything else. People are mellower and it has a big dance floor. All my friends come here.
I have a nice time every time I come down here. The atmosphere and the people, it seems pretty cool.
It's really nice. It's good music, a lot of room to dance, and a very comfortable atmosphere.
One girl even had some thoughts about the DJ, Broadway Power's boogeyman.
Oh, he's great. He's cute, too.
Well, hundreds of people can't be wrong. See why the Broadway Power and Light Company is rapidly becoming the hottest disco in town. 660 Broadway in North Beach, San Francisco, where the people are a turn on and the music is right on. The preceding was edited for broadcast. Wild Hair Unisex Shop in Richmond proudly presents The Hair Story. Once upon a time, there was a woman who went to Wild Hair to find out how she could make her hair healthy and beautiful. One of the professional stylists told her all about Wild Hair's cutting, perms, coloring, straightening, drying, and private booths. Then the stylist took her into the lab to test her hair for moisture and strength. After learning all about Wild Hair's fine hair process, the woman had the stylist cut, color, and style her hair. And it looked sensational. When the woman got home, everyone told her how beautiful her hair looked. And now, she's very happy. And she phoned to make an appointment for her husband, son, and daughter the same day and time. This hair story has been presented by Wild Hair, 1156 23rd Street, near Ream in Richmond. Call Wild Hair today at 233-HAIR and find out how you can be the beautiful character in the next Wild Hair story.
Over the years, Dick Clark works with most of the major acts in contemporary music. Some become good friends, but there is friendship and there is business, and one can sometimes hurt the other.
I've had an awful lot of experiences where when an artist succeeds, he gets himself a bona fide manager and an accountant and an agent. And I've seen them foul up personal relationships many, many times. A perfect example, I had a disagreement with Neil Sedaka's management agency not too long ago. And it upset me very badly because I've known Neil for 20 years and I consider him one of my dearest friends. And I wrote him a note. I cleared my head and I said, Neil, this is what they did to me. They really put it to me. And I hope it doesn't upset our friendship. And he wrote me a handwritten note from the Riviera Hotel in Las Vegas saying, nothing will ever destroy our relationship. Just the other day, I called and I said, we'd like to book Neil Sedaka for a concert in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And they said, Neil Sedaka will never again work for Dick Clark. And lo and behold, what they didn't know was, 2 days before, he said, oh, that I'd be delighted to do it for him.
Strolling along country roads with my baby, it starts to rain.
The Sedaka story points out how at times business interests can adversely affect a friendship. On the other hand, it can sometimes work in exactly the opposite manner.
Sometimes an artist's ego can get in the way of practical business sense. I had a very dear friend who managed a group that absolutely refused to do the bandstand. Now, we're talking about the day and age when the psychedelic period of music was coming on and hard rock and roll was here, and they said, what are we going to do that Mickey Mouse thing for? And the man said, because 12 million people watch it and they buy records. The lead singer's name was Jim Morrison, and he absolutely refused. He was a very, very egotistical man. He had a giant ego. And finally, his manager said, you're going to do it because Clark is a friend of mine. And Jim Morrison and the Doors did the bandstand.
Hello, I love you. Won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you. Let me jump in your game. Hello, I love you. Won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you. Let me jump in your game. She's walking down the street, blind to every eye she meets. Do you think you'll be the guy to make the queen of the angels sigh? Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you, let me jump in your game. Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you, let me jump in your game. She holds her head so high, like a statue in the sky. Her arms are wicked and her legs are long. When she moves, my brain screams out this song.
Rock, Roll, and Remember continues with Clark's story of rock and roll's first problem with drug abuse. The late 50s, the embryonic period of contemporary music, is constantly referred to as the age of innocence, naivete. Problems, however, do exist in that period, but they are not openly confronted.
You know, these days, if you said something about an artist or a musician had a drug problem, it wouldn't even cause a stir or a ripple. But back in the old, old naive days of the 50s, the very first artist I ever knew who had a drug problem, who incidentally magnificently beat it and got himself back into shape, never saw a man take such hold of a career and of himself personally. But in those days, I knew that Dion had a drug problem. And imagine what would have happened if the newspapers had gotten hold of that. A teenage idol of the 50s who was a drug addict? Mm.
I wanna go home where I belong. 'Cause now I'm just a lonely teenager.
I'm just a lonely teenager.
When I was 16, ran away all alone on the stray. What can I do? What can I say? I'm a lonely teenager. Now I'm 17, still alone, wondering if I should go home or maybe stay out on my own. I'm a lonely teenager. I'd love to go. Just stay out of sight. I wanna go home where I belong. 'Cause now I'm just a lonely teenager.
I wanna
If I stay out of sight, I wanna go home where I belong. 'Cause I'm just a lonely teenager.
I wanna go back home.
Lonely teenager.
Please let me go back home.
Lonely teenager.
From the mid-late 50s into the early 60s, American rock rocks on, grows, and prospers. However, by 1963, there are signs that the momentum is slowing down. The record-buying public wants something new, and they get it in the form of the Beatles and 100 other groups who make up the British Invasion.
Interesting conversations I had right in the throes of the English invasion of music. I was on an airplane, and we were just about to produce a television show called Where the Action Is. This shows you how innocent the record executives were at that time. And I was flying in a plane with a man from Columbia Records who was one of the highest placed executives there. And he said, "What's new? Well, who's new? Who can we go after?" And I said, "You got him." He says, "Who's that?" I said, "You don't realize it yet, but you've got a group that wears revolutionary costumes. They have a very unusual name, and they're going to be the biggest American act around. That's what you're going to fight the Englishman with." He said, "Who? Tell me who." I said, "They're on your label, Paul Revere and the Raiders."
That's right, Dick. Up until that time, or the time we were signed, they were mostly an album-based label, a lot of Doris Day singles and things like that, which I'm not knocking. But we came along about the time that Columbia decided to get in the rock and roll business, and I think it was, well, we were timely. We happened to be on the first wave of rock and roll that kind of hit nationally, and we were just in the right place at the right time.
Will you got this need to know what I'm all about? There's something that you do you can't figure out.
Joseph Campanella will return with more of Dick Clark, Rock, Roll, and Remember in just a moment.
If you've been waiting for the right time to buy that special gift for Christmas, this is it. The Christmas truck is here at Lombard's Lafayette. It's our biggest holiday price blowout ever. A ton full of Christmas cargo, all at unbelievable low prices. Pioneer Project 60 speakers, last week's price $80. But today, you pay only $48 each. Sony's rugged AM/FM pocket radios, $25. Stanton 500D stereo cartridge, slashed to $15. Pioneer doormat car speakers, $9 a pair. Lafayette walkie-talkies from $8. Superscope Dolby cassette deck, now only $117. Scott 60-minute cassettes, 2 for $0.99. You'll find great gift ideas in every department. Calculators, CBs, TV games, car and component stereos, and more. The Christmas truck is here with over 200 items at blowout prices. Only Lombard's can make it happen, and it's happening right now. Lombard's Lafayette. We have it all.
727 Market Street in downtown San Francisco.
And here she is, the winner of Raleigh's first round-the-world bicycle race, Wheels McGinnis. Ms. McGinnis, please sit down.
I am sitting down.
So you are. How tall are you?
6'4" in my sweat socks.
Ms. McGinnis, to what do you owe today's victory?
Oh, my Raleigh bicycle dealer. He custom-sized me.
He what?
He fitted the handlebars, pedals, and saddle to my person.
You had trouble before you went to a Raleigh pro?
Oh, sure. Look, riding a bike is not like wearing pantyhose. One size does not fit all.
What was the most difficult part of your round-the-world race?
The Atlantic. Definitely the Atlantic. Got a little water in my ear.
Visit one of the Raleigh bicycle dealerships today and get a sneak preview of the 1977 model Grand Prix, the popular alloy-equipped lightweight 10-speed bike. Raleigh also offers the special buyer's protection policy. See your nearest Raleigh bicycle dealer today. See Hank and Frank Bicycles, 106 East 14th Street in Oakland. Paul's Cycle, 1435 the Alameda, San Jose. Stanion Street Cyclery, 672 Stanion Street, San Francisco. Midtown Bike, 2740 Middlefield Road in Palo Alto. Or Kezar Cyclery, 854 Stanion Street, San Francisco. Rally on a Raleigh today.
K106, B. Dalton Books and Dick Clark have a special invitation for you. It's an autograph party this coming Friday afternoon at 4:30. Come on down to the B. Dalton Bookstore, downtown San Francisco, and meet Dick Clark in person. Dick will be autographing copies of his new book, Rock, Roll, and Remember, and you're invited to come on down and say hello. Don't forget the date, this Friday, December 3rd, at B. Dalton Books, corner of Kearney and Sutter in downtown San Francisco. Now let's get back to Rock, Roll, and Remember on K106.
Through the years, the business of rock and roll music becomes bigger and bigger, and the financial rewards the performers grow with it. But in the early 60s, there are still too few arenas open to rock and rollers. Dick Clark begins what he calls the Dick Clark Caravan of Stars and tours America by bus with as many as 17 performers, unheard of in this day and age.
You got to remember, when the early rock and roll shows went out, there weren't any places to play. There were nightclubs and no rock and roller could get in there. There weren't any city-owned arenas, and if they were open, they wouldn't let you in. So we played burlesque houses, roller skating rinks, parking lots, closed theaters, high school gymnasiums, any place we could get into. And the admission charge was $1.50 or $1.75. The stars got, the highest paid star maybe $1,200 a week for 14 performances. A big night, a really, really big night, would generate a gross at the door of $10,000 or $11,000. Now, you compare that to a concert in one of the larger arenas now where the gross is $173,000 and the artist exceeds $100,000 for the night, and you can see where the economy was.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. Tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was. Escaping home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Silently for me.
entertainment business has always been known for its fair-mindedness as regards racial equality. But there is no question that problems did and do exist in all forms. And Clark learns that lesson early.
You know, years ago we stopped playing certain parts of the country. Yeah, I'm always amused. Now, I have to back up and start this story. Way back 4 or 5 years ago, one of my now black friends said, "You are a racist." We were having a big knockdown, drag-out argument over black music. And he said, "You white honky, you are a racist." And I said, "Don't you ever say that to me." I said, "You go live cheek to jowl in a bus with your black brothers for about 60 days, and you play in certain parts of the country where the only place you can eat together, go to the bathroom, is in the Greyhound bus terminal. And at night, you got to get in different hotels. And when you go before the audience, half of them sit on one side of this of the audience section, or up in the balcony, or in the back, or you play separate performances. And you tell me about good race relations." I mean, I learned about racial prejudice and living together a long, long time ago.
We are amazed but not amused by all the things you say that you do. Though much concerned but not involved with decisions that are made by you. But we are sick and tired. You brought this up on yourself. The world is trying to pacify. We want the truth and nothing else, yeah. And we are sick and tired of hearing your song, telling how you are gonna change right from wrong. Cause if you
Chapter 5 comes to a close. Next time out, Dick Clark, the man behind the image. This is Joseph Campanella.
Wake up, please, Susie. Stops with the fantastic Bellamy Brothers. The Super Group of 76, KC and the Sunshine Band. Brian McClay, Jesse Calder, Rick Springfield, and Rick Dave. Sensational Starbucks. Hit Machine rolls out 20 fantastic original hits.
Feels right.
Walter Murphy and the Big Apple Band. Hit Machine, 20 giant hits, all original stars. $5.99 from KTEL. $7.99.
Hit Machine, now available at Sears, Banana Records, Music Land, participating JCPenney stores, Montgomery Ward, and Woolworth, SH Crest, Drug King, Pay and Save, and Payless.
Well, it's 8:30. Don't want to be late. I'm moving on. Got my Levi's jeans like I've never seen, called Moving On. Moving on jeans from Levi's. The look that's long and lean. Moving on from Levi's jeans.
Right. Levi's is moving on again with different moving on jean styles you've never seen before. New colors, new fabrics, and good old genuine Levi's quality and comfort in every pair. Check them out, because if you haven't seen Levi's moving on jeans lately, you haven't seen moving on jeans.
Sometimes a man don't need no plans when it's moving on. Sometimes you know you just gotta go and get moving on. Moving on jeans from Levi's, look that's long and lean. Moving on from Levi's jeans.
You're listening to Rock, Roll, and Remember with Dick Clark on KFRC-FM San Francisco. K106.
And welcome back to the sixth and closing chapter of our six-hour special, Dick Clark, Rock, Roll, and Remember. In this hour, a final look at Dick Clark, this time the man behind the image. And once again, your host, Joseph Campanella.
If you've been with us from the beginning of our show, you've traced along with us the birth of rock and roll, Dick Clark's part in it, the people, the stories, the intrigue, and the drama of what has become a $2 billion business. We focus our attention now upon the human element, and the effect the business has had on the man.
You know, in putting the book together of Rock, Roll, and Remember, they said, gee, you really ought to give people an insight as to your personal life. And I find true confessions very, very hard to take. And, you know, most people have the impression that Dick Clark was, all fluff and the American boy, and no problems ever entered his life. When my first marriage went down the drain, I had an alcohol problem. I drank a great deal. I was making a motion picture. Friend of mine, Ed McAdam, used to pick me up, drive me to New York. I would do my scenes in the Young Doctors every day, and then return and on the weekends do bandstand tapings. I guess, you know, nobody ever realized there was a human being going through agony, and that's the way it was.
The days of wine. Laugh and run away like a child at play through a meadowland toward a closing door, a door marked nevermore that wasn't there before. just a passing breeze filled with memories of the golden smile that introduced me to
mid-60s, Dick Clark is no longer a power in only the music business. He is active in all phases of entertainment. Clark continues to host American Bandstand and a syndicated radio series. He produces television specials and motion pictures. He becomes an actor and still finds time to promote concerts. Could show business be all there is to Dick Clark's public and private life?
You know, the very strange thing about the part of my life that's not out in the public eye is it's exactly the same thing. I travel all the time for business. I'm probably one of the most traveled people in the entertainment business. A lot of people don't know that, but I live in California. I commute to New York. I have an apartment in New York, two homes in California, and just go back and forth between the two. When I vacation, I travel. When I work, I listen to music. When I vacation, I listen to music. I live at the beach. When I vacation, I go to the beach. Now, this sounds like a one-note samba, but you know what the real truth of it is? My work and my pleasure are so intertwined that I gotta be one of the luckiest people in the world because I don't have to get away from it. I like it all the time.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Now, softly smile, I know she must be kind. In her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me excitations.
Good vibrations.
Clark's dual career as public personality and savvy executive gives him double the pressure. He must make quick decisions based upon his image and his business sense. By now, most men in the same situation would have developed a stomach full of ulcers. But Dick Clark has found another way to cope.
I have probably one of the worst tempers in the world that is kept under control about 99% of the time. Maybe one of the reasons I don't have an ulcer is every now and again I kick a hole in the wall or, jump up and down on a cardboard box or vent my anger on someone very close to me. I am obviously not an easy person to be around. Those people who are around me, I guess, understand those momentary indiscretions, and I'm the first person to say, hey, man, I'm so sorry, forgive me. I'm very moody. I have an emotional cycle that goes up and down, and that's the only thing that's different, I guess, from what you see out there in the public, because that appears to be placid and straight on and right through, and nothing ever ruffles the feathers. The real inside person is angry a lot of times, but you don't see it.
Clark finds a way to relax. Next on Rock, Roll, and Remember.
Okay, you say you've had it with those big stereo consoles and you want to get into components, but money's a problem? Well, listen to this very, very carefully. Sunset Stereo, the little store with the big sound, is making an unbelievable offer. You get a Girard turntable equipped with a high-response cartridge and diamond needle, along with a transparent dust cover and base, a solid-state AM-FM multiplex stereo amplifier with an 8-track stereo tape player, two dynamic speakers with a walnut finish, and stereo headphones. The price? Well, take a guess. $250? $200? $150? You're not even close. The entire stereo component system sells for, now you're ready for this, just $99.95. That's right, just $99.95. The Girard turntable, dust cover, bass, FM, AM, stereo, 8-track tape player, speakers and headphones, everything's included for the low price of $99.95. There's nothing extra to buy. Now, where can you get it? Sunset Stereo, 2555 Irving Street in San Francisco. Better write that address down. 2555 Irving Street, San Francisco, $99.95. Buys it all.
We're having a holiday celebration. The Comfort Zone Waterbed Warehouse, 17 the Nimitz at Fremont Boulevard, right next to General Motors in Fremont. You can't miss it. The Comfort Zone, the Big Blue Warehouse, macrame plant hangers, $9 each. Solid wood cube cell stands, $9 takes it away with the last. 3-speed vibrators for $12. And wait till you see this. Surround yourself with the elegant feel of satin in a reversible comforter. Beautiful shades of green, limited quantity while the last, $14 each. It's hard to believe, but it's true. Bedroom furniture like the Barker 6-piecer, a 6-piece bedroom suite with large dresser, twin mirrors, 2 nightstands, king or queen headboard. $278. And from Hammond comes a special one-time purchase for the Comfort Zone Waterbed Warehouse. Unfinished waterbed seconds, complete waterbeds, king, queen, super, single, or twin,
$188. But they're going to go fast. Check it out. Six different style of waterbeds, your choice, $188. The Hammond four-poster and much more. Come by. Financing's easy with your good credit. Take 17th and Emmett's before 10 tonight. 17th and Emmett's at Fremont Boulevard next to General Motors, the Big Blue Warehouse, the Comfort Zone.
K106 and B. Dalton Booksellers hope you're enjoying the 6-hour super special and would like to invite you to a very special autograph party this Friday afternoon at 4:30. Meet Dick Clark in person as he autographs copies of his new book, Rock, Roll, and Remember, at the B. Dalton store downtown at the corner of Kearney and Sutter Streets. It'll be a fun day for everyone. Don't miss this chance to see and meet Dick Clark this Friday afternoon, 4:30 to 6, at B. Dalton Books, corner of Kearney and Sutter in downtown San Francisco. Now, back to Rock, Roll, and Remember on K106.
Whether Dick Clark is a man driven to achieve ever greater successes is unknown. But one thing is certain. For Clark, work is its own reward.
A lot of people like to relax sitting doing nothing. A lot of people relax working hard. Saul Hurok was an example I used in the book I wrote that worked until the day he died. And people said, Mr. Hurok, what is the secret of your well-being? Why is it you are what you are? And he said, I get up every day and I think of something I haven't done and I look forward to it with exhilaration. That's my relaxation. Now, I can stop immediately and go sit on a beach somewhere and not think about anything and not lift a finger, and I enjoy those times. If I had one desire of things that I haven't done yet, it would be to take on a bigger project that would be more exhilarating and I could spend more time with it and have more people say, hey, that was good. I've lost myself in this thing because that's very personal. I'm trying to sort out all of the little things and get to fewer things and bigger things.
Nothing all day, and I've been.
Despite his constant display of energy, Dick Clark remains a loner. He has carefully carved out his own lifestyle, far removed from the glitter of the Hollywood in crowd. And when it finally does become time for Clark to get away from it all, he relaxes with mellow people and mellow sounds.
I am one of the world's all-time best people watchers. I've been watching people for 25 years on television, in studios, in railroad stations, when they had trains that you could take, in airplane stations. I mean, I love to watch. I love to watch people intermingle and see what happens. My personal preference is to spend an evening with maybe four people, a lady and another gentleman and a lady, you know, at a quiet dinner somewhere. When I work in Las Vegas, the very first thing you do when you go out at 3:30 or 4 o'clock in the morning is go to the quietest place you can find, not the discotheque. You go in a restaurant and they have loud music playing, and it can be my favorite kind of music. It's not what you need at that time. You got to get away from it just for a second to get a little relaxation and have a quiet conversation. That's the only time I like to escape from loud music.
There was a time when I was in a hurry as you are. I was like you. There was a day when I just had to tell my point of view.
For Dick Clark, these seconds of calm are precious indeed, for lurking constantly in the back of his mind are bitter memories, memories of whispered scandal that brought about the near destruction of his career and the total collapse of the personal life he so carefully crafted. We'll examine that as Rock, Roll, and Remember continues.
Say goodbye for the summer, darling. I promise you this.
with a kiss. Guess it's gonna be a cold, lonely summer. But I'll feel the emptiness. I'll send you all my dreams every day in a letter, sealed with a kiss. I'll see you in the sunlight. I'll hear your voice everywhere. I'll run to tenderly hold you, but darling, you won't be there. I don't want to say goodbye for the summer, knowing the love we'll miss. Oh, let us make a pledge to meet in September and seal it with a kiss.
Just a young boy, my daddy worked in the mine. Up Blue Denim Mountain, each morning we would climb. My dad mined Levi's blue jeans, their quality's the best. Dad wouldn't have no others, they couldn't pass the test. One day when I dig in blue jeans and loading up the train, my daddy cried, "Eureka, another Levi's vein." New shirts and pants and jackets, you should have heard the cheers. Other fabrics, other colors, the biggest strike in years. That mine's still full of Levi's, though daddy's long been gone. We're always finding new things, we keep it running strong. Come visit Levi's Mountain, you can't make a mistake, 'cause we put a little blue jean in everything we make. Levi's, Levi's.
Wild Hair Unisex Shop in Richmond proudly presents The Hair Story. Once upon a time, there was a woman who went to Wild Hair to find out how she could make her hair healthy and beautiful. One of the professional stylists told her all about Wild Hair's cutting, perms, coloring, straightening, drying, and private booths. Then the stylist took her into the lab to test her hair for moisture and strength. After learning all about Wild Hair's fine hair process, the woman had the stylist cut, color, and style her hair. And it looked sensational. When the woman got home, everyone told her how beautiful her hair looked. And now, she's very happy. And she phoned to make an appointment for her husband, son, and daughter the same day and time. This hair story has been presented by Wild Hair, 1156 23rd Street, near Ream in Richmond. Call Wild Hair today at 233-HAIR and find out how you can be the beautiful character in the next Wild Hair story.
It is the late 50s. Dick Clark is just emerging from the cloak of suspicion cast by the grueling congressional hearings into Payola. He is hosting 5 bandstand shows a week, plus the Saturday night show, and is about to make his first motion picture, The Young Doctors. Dick Clark is back where the action is. But this obsession with work would soon wreak havoc upon his first marriage.
I'm afraid there's a lot of truth in that. I was so busy. I was working 18 hours a day. It was a big snowball, and I was in the middle of it, rolling down a mountain, that I really didn't realize that my wife was that unhappy until one day when it all fell apart.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. There's no tenderness
like grief falls in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, I'd get down on my knees for you.
Coming so close on the heels of the Paola investigations, Dick Clark's divorce hits him quite hard. He pours himself back into his work. He also pours himself several drinks. For Dick Clark, the All-American boy is drinking very heavily. But to an unknowing public, he has become America's most eligible bachelor. Gossip columnists even try to romantically link Clark to the only woman who was able to straighten him out.
Dorothy Gilgallon once said that I left my first wife to marry a singer whose name was Conchetta Francanero, fondly known as Connie Francis. You know, in this day and age of cosmopolitan and women's lib and all of what's going on in very open society, that you wouldn't give a moment's thought to. But do you realize what that did to her and did to me? We were chums. We were buddies. There was absolutely no romantic link between us. And the truth of the matter was entirely different from that. And we carried that around like children for years, meeting secretly when we wanted to talk because we didn't want to feed that rumor. Aside from that, though we were never romantically linked, I played her very first hit record. Her daddy picked it for her. Record had been out for a long, long time, and I really don't know why, except I had a gut feeling that a real old standard, done the way she did it, might succeed, and as it was, she had 16 consecutive hits in a row after Who's Sorry Now.
Who's sorry now?
trying to.
Shaken by the sudden crash of his first marriage, Clark again tries his hand at love. In 1962, he marries again following a whirlwind courtship, only to see that relationship end in divorce 9 years later. The man who's led such a charmed professional life finds himself unlucky at love. After two divorces, could Clark ever allow himself to fall in love and get married again?
Well, it's a very difficult thing for a guy who's in his middle age to think romantically about falling in love and the mating game and finding a girl and wooing her and going through all those things you used to know how to do really well when you were younger. I'm not turned off with marriage, nor obviously the ladies. I'm a firm believer in both. If I can ever put it back together again, I'd get married again.
Belinda was mine till the time that I found her, holding Jim, loving him. Then Sue came along, loved me strong, that's what I thought, me and Sue, that died too. The girls who stay won't play games behind me, but I'll be what I am. Solitary man, solitary man. I've added to hear being where love's a small word, part-time thing, paper rain. Having one girl who loves you, right or wrong, we go strong. Don't know that I will, but until I can find me a girl to stay, won't play games behind me, I'll be what I am, a solitary man. Don't know that I will, but until
In our examination of Dick Clark, the man, one truth emerges. Dick Clark is a survivor. When his radio career reaches a dead end in Philadelphia, he lands on Bandstand. When payola hits, he pioneers new fields in the entertainment business. Even after his battle with marriage and his bout with the bottle, Dick Clark comes out on top. This ability to survive can come only from a man with inner strength, from a man who knows himself.
I think anybody who's been around in the entertainment business for 25 years or so has developed some kind of an ego. If only the instinct to survive says, hey, you've got it. You know at least how to fight off the assassins. I try to keep that in check in realizing my relative position in the entertainment spectrum. I know who I am, what people expect of me, and pretty much what I'm able to do. There are a lot of things I'd still like to do, and I, in my heart, I believe I could do them. But I realize as a matter of practicality, I will never be Kirk Douglas. I will never be Johnny Carson. I will certainly never be Bob Hope or Laurence Olivier. You got to know who you are.
I can see clearly now the rain is gone.
Clark possesses not only the youngest face in America, but also the most recognizable. Remarkable for a man who doesn't sing, doesn't dance, and who isn't a politician. Although Clark has become a part of our lives, the days of wild adulation are over. He can now go to the grocery store or dine in a restaurant in relative peace. Does he miss all those invasions of privacy?
You know, it's funny for me to answer that because I've asked that question of so many teen idols. How do you handle it when the crowds don't claw at your buttons anymore and then the heat of the frenzy has cooled a bit? I don't know whether I prepared myself for it from day one or whether I've just mellowed as age has come on me, but this is something I expected. It doesn't make me happy. I would prefer just the hottest thing in the world. But I realize that's an impossibility. That's like trying to stop time. You can't do that.
We were number one 10 years ago today. Cashbox and billboards said we were on our way. The very first song we sang sold a million strong. Now we can't figure out what the hell. Girls, when the song hit 10, we sit around broke.
Clark tells us how he wants to be remembered when we conclude Rock, Roll, and Remember.
Now this is it. The Music Faucet brings it all together just for you. It's the Music Faucet's before, during, and after Thanksgiving pre-Christmas stock inventory sale. Everything in the store, and I do mean everything, on sale for an incredible weekend. 698 list LPs, just $366. 798 tapes at an unbelievable $477. And dig it? The complete stock of oldies LPs, now just $1.98. Plus, the Music Faucet will improve the fidelity of your life with an Akai 1730SS quadraphonic reel-to-reel tape machine, just $299. You got it. And you know it's good because it's taping this commercial right now, meeting all broadcast standards. It's fully reconditioned and completely guaranteed. It all happens this coming Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Music Faucet's before, during, and after Thanksgiving pre-Christmas stock inventory sale. The Music Faucet, Foothill and A Streets in Hayward, where beautiful people and beautiful music always come together.
The following is a dramatization.
Hi, I'm Patsy Georgian.
And I'm Russ Holcomb.
And we're here at the new Marlene store at Number 1 Market Plaza, continuing with our very exciting fashion show.
And we're taking a look now at what the well-dressed working girl might wear. Our first model is Kathy, and she has a three-piece coordinate outfit on, top with a leather jacket.
Isn't that smart, Russ?
Very nice.
The jacket has the inset belt in the back, little pleats down the front, which really gives it a European flavor. Coupled with her jacket, she has on a pair of wool gabardine pants and a striped cowl neck sweater. It's stunning on her.
And it all ties in just beautifully. Janet's our next model. She has a shirt-waist dress on. Would you describe this for us?
Yeah, shirt-waist dresses have always been a favorite of the working girl. Notice the wood buttons and the narrow belt, the little flare skirt. It's a great look. You can dress it up or dress it down and go right through the day out into the evening, Russ.
Is this available in all sizes?
Yes, in all sizes at all Marlene stores.
And we'll be back in just a few minutes with another look at the exciting fashions available at all 13 Marlene stores throughout the Bay Area.
Marlene's announces the opening of another new store at the Hilltop Mall in Richmond.
K106, B. Dalton Books and Dick Clark have a special invitation for you. It's an autograph party this coming Friday afternoon at 4:30. Come on down to the B. Dalton Bookstore, downtown San Francisco, and meet Dick Clark in person. Dick will be autographing copies of his new book, Rock, Roll, and Remember. And you're invited to come on down and say hello. Don't forget the date, this Friday, December 3rd, at B. Dalton Books, corner of Kearney and Sutter in downtown San Francisco. Now let's get back to Rock, Roll, and Remember on K106.
During these past 6 hours, we've had the rare opportunity to closely examine the man who, more than any other, made rock and roll music what it is today, a potent creative force and a $2 billion business. But what are his own impressions of his odyssey of a quarter century?
I've thought about that, interestingly enough. I don't know, it's maybe that's like the guy who goes to buy a cemetery plot early. It's a peculiar thing. When it's all said and done, what I hope they'll say about Dick Clark is, not a lot of people claim to be the father of rock and roll. I know I was not the father of rock and roll. I'd like to be remembered as one who assisted at the birth.
We're going hopping, hop, we're going hopping today. When things are popping, pop, the Philadelphia way. We're going to drop it, drop, on all the music they play on the bandstand. We're going swinging, swing. We're going to swing in the crowd. And we'll be clinging, swing. And floating high as a cloud. The phones are ringing, ring. My mom and dad are so proud. I'm on bandstand. Because I'm on the American bandstand. When we dance real slow, I'll show all the guys in the grandstand. What a swinger I am on American bandstand. We're going hopping, we're going hopping today. We're things are popping, the Philadelphia way. We're going to drop it on all the music they play on the bandstand.
Bandstand. I'm making my mark.
See, this joint is jumping. They made such a fuss just to see us arrive. Hey, it's Mr. Dick Clark. What a place you got here. Swell spot. The music's hot here. Best in the East. Give it at least a 75. Now, for all you Joes, here goes my American handstand. Because I'm on the American bandstand. As we dance real slow, I'm showing the guys on the grandstand that I like my girl, but I love American bandstand. The singer's crooning, he made the greatest machine. My baby's crooning in front of all the TV. So if you're tuning, you'll see my baby and me on the bandstand.
That's the essence of Dick Clark, a true slice of American pie. I'm Joseph Campanella.
Bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." Be the day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and more. the king was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned. Clenched in fists of rage, no angel born in hell could break that Satan's spell. And as the flames climbed high into the night to light the sacrificial rite, I saw Satan laughing with delight. The day the music died, he was singing bye-bye, Miss America.
Dick Clark, Rock, Roll, and Remember has been a Diamond P production.
Darling, you sent me. I know you sent me. Darling, you sent me. Honest you do, honest you do, honest you do. Lasted so long. Now I find myself wanting to marry you and take you home. Whoa.
Fantastic double out.
album. Original hits, original superstar, KC and the Sunshine Band. Becky Sue Robinson sings.
Trying to beat a
rock. 36 super hits with Deep Purple, Alice Cooper, Jigsaw, Average White Band, Minus Night of the Pit, Silver Convention, and Neil Sedaka. Super Soul from Dorothy Moore.
My whole world turns misty blue.
Rhythm Heritage. Super Gold, the perfect hit. A double album, $9.99 from KTEL. Tape, $11.99.
Super Gold, now available at Pay and Save, SH Crest, Drug King, Payless, and at Banana Records, Musicland, participating JCPenney stores, and Montgomery Ward.
If you've been waiting for the right time to buy that special gift for Christmas, this is it. The Christmas truck is here at Lombard's Lafayette. It's our biggest holiday price blowout ever. A ton full of Christmas cargo, all at unbelievable low prices. Pioneer Project 60 speakers, last week's price $80. But today, you pay only $48 each. Sony's rugged AM/FM pocket radios, $25. Stanton 500D stereo cartridge, slashed to $15. Pioneer door mount car speakers, $9 a pair. Lafayette walkie-talkies from $8. Superscope Dolby cassette deck, now only $117. Scotch 60-minute cassettes, 2 for $0.99. You'll find great gift ideas in every department. Calculators, CBs, TV games, car and component stereos, and more. The Christmas truck is here with over 200 items at blowout prices. Only Lombard's can make it happen, and it's happening right now. Lombard's Lafayette. We have it all.
727 Market Street in downtown San Francisco.
Yep, 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 yep.
You're listening to A Cruisin' Weekend on KFRC-FM San Francisco. Dig it, K106.
Today's Top 20, number 20.
I don't know what is a mess without you, so I only know I never wanna let you go, 'cause you're driving something.
419. Keeps counting them down as the weekend rolls on with the biggest hits in stereo.
Hey, big things are happening at the Comfort Zone Waterbed Warehouse. Come on over. 17th and Emmett's at Fremont Boulevard right next to General Motors. It's happening. The Comfort Zone Holiday Celebration. Get ready for some dynamite deals. We're going to blow the doors down. I'll tell you right now, you can have a complete Comfort Zone flotation sleep waterbed at a price you wouldn't believe. Now, from Hammond comes their complete unfinished waterbed seconds. We made a special one-time purchase, but what a value. King, queen, super single, or twin while they last, complete for $88 each. I'm not kidding. It's a special one-time purchase. Six different waterbeds, your choice of solid, just $188 each. You get the Hammond Stain 4-poster, $188. How about the Rusty Complete Waterbed, $188. The Mini Mark by Advance, $188. The Winchester, one of my favorite beds, $188. Laguna's Campaigner, $188. The Cosmos Thickly Padded Waterbed with a matching headboard, $188. Your choice. You got to come by the Comfort Zone Waterbed Warehouse. And there's much more. King-sized Beacon blankets, many beautiful patterns and solids, slashed to $9 each. Solid wood nightstands, $9 each. A special collection. 17th and Emmett's at Fremont Boulevard before 10, the Comfort Zone.
Try hard.
Johnny, I love you.
But we just met.
Or you can try soft.
I like you a lot, Johnny.
I like you too.
Soft will get them every time.
Love's baby soft.
You can love hard.
Day
David, I'll get you a big job in Daddy's really big company.
You can love soft.
David, I know you'll be successful someday.
Soft will make his love light shine.
Love's Baby Soft, the soft, fresh, slightly sexy scent from Love with Love.
Love's Baby Soft.
Love Cosmetics, available at all Long's drugstores and other fine cosmetic outlets.
Bandstand, crew cuts, coonskin caps, Twilight Zone, beatniks, UFOs, bomb shelters, and rock and roll. Northern California remembers the music on a cruising weekend from K106.
My love must be a kind of blind love. I can't see anyone but you. Shabam-tabam. Dibam-tabam. Dibam-tabam. Dibam-tabam.
Are the stars out tonight? I don't know if it's cloudy or bright. I only am eyes for you.
More hits, more often, in stereo. K106.
Number 17.
K106, back with more of the Bay Area's biggest hits after this.
Here comes the Hit Machine, one of K-Town's greatest albums ever. 20 original hits, original stars, Maxine Nightingale. Never stops with the fantastic Bellamy Brothers. Super group of 76, KC and the Sunshine Band. Brian McClay, Jesse Calder, Rick Springfield, and Rick Dave. Sensational Starbucks. Hit Machine rolls out 20 fantastic original hits.
Feels right.
Walter Murphy and the Big Apple Band. Hit Machine, 20 giant hits, all original stars. $5.99 from K-Tel.
Hit Machine, now available at Sears, Banana Records, Music Land, participating JCPenney stores, Montgomery Ward, and Woolworth, SH Crest, Drug King, Pay and Save, and Payless.
Now this is it. The Music Faucet brings it all together just for you. It's the Music Faucet's before, during, and after Thanksgiving pre-Christmas stock inventory sale. Everything in the store, and I do mean everything, on sale for an incredible weekend. 698 list LPs, just 366. 798 tapes at an unbelievable 477. And dig it, the complete stock of oldies LPs, now just $1.98. Plus, the Music Faucet will improve the fidelity of your life with a in a cut. 1730SS quadraphonic reel-to-reel tape machine, just $299. You got it. And you know it's good because it's taping this commercial right now, meeting all broadcast standards. It's fully reconditioned and completely guaranteed. It all happens this coming Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Music Faucets before, during, and after Thanksgiving pre-Christmas stock inventory sale. The Music Faucet, Foothill and A Streets in Hayward, where beautiful people and beautiful music always come together.
K106 knows you can send today for San Francisco State University's January Intercession Class Bulletin. For your copy, just call 469-1373. That's 469-1373.
K106, music.
Number 16.